Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Para pendengar sekalian, ada seruan agar Australia meningkatkan belanja bantuan luar negerinya sebagai investasi demi stabilitas dan kemakmuran di masa depan. Data terbaru menunjukkan penurunan atau stagnasi investasi bantuan luar negeri Australia selama satu dekade bertentangan dengan kepentingan terbaik negara tersebut. Berikut ini adalah laporan selengkapnya yang disusun oleh Sydney Lang dan Esam Al-Ghalib untuk SBS News. Menurut proyeksi saat ini, sekitar 575 juta orang di seluruh dunia akan hidup dalam kemiskinan ekstrim pada akhir dekade ini. Di saat semakin banyak orang yang jatuh ke dalam kemiskinan ekstrim, beberapa pihak menyuarakan keprihatinan tentang kegagalan Australia untuk meningkatkan pendanaan bantuannya. Data terbaru dari Organisasi untuk Kerjasama dan Pembangunan Ekonomi atau OECD menunjukkan bahwa dari 31 negara anggota, Australia berada di urutan terbawah dalam hal belanja bantuan dalam hal pendapatan nasional bruto atau GNI. Peneliti senior Pusat Kebijakan Pembangunan di Australian National University, Cameron Hill, mengatakan kinerja Australia jauh lebih rendah dibandingkan negara lain.
Australia has over the last 10 years or so dropped a long way down the rankings of OECD donors, so other rich economies, in terms of the amount of aid we provide. So, you know, currently, well, in 2023, we ranked 26 out of 31 countries. So, you know, we ranked well below, you know, some of our kind of traditional allies and partners, countries like Japan, Canada, New Zealand, the UK, and the US.
Mencapai puncaknya sekitar 6,56 miliar dolar pada tahun 2013 hingga 2014, anggaran investasi bantuan Australia telah menurun atau tetap stagnan selama dekade terakhir. Australian National University Online Australian Aid Tracker menunjukkan bahwa ketika disesuaikan dengan inflasi, Australia menjadi semakin tidak bermurah hati dalam memberikan bantuan dari waktu ke waktu. Berada di urutan ke-26 dari 31 belanja bantuan negara-negara anggota OECD, Dr. Hill mengatakan Australia hanya membelanjakan 0,9% GNI-nya untuk bantuan luar negeri.
You know, we used to have a target that, and this was a bipartisan target up until 2013, that Australia would spend 0.5% of its gross national income on aid. We're currently, well, last year in 2023, we were at 0.19%. So, you know, we've slipped further and further away from that 0.5 target. We never reached the target, but now we are going backwards. And according to our analysis, if we don't do anything to fix this situation, by the mid-2030s, Australian aid will fall down to 0.13% of our gross national income.
Kampanye dunia yang lebih aman untuk semua adalah gerakan Australia yang menyerukan kepada para pemimpin untuk saatnya mengambil tindakan dan membangun dunia yang lebih aman. Kampanye yang dikoordinasikan oleh Dewan Pembangunan Internasional Australia dan MICA Australia tersebut memperingatkan bahwa jika belanja bantuan Australia tetap berada pada titik terendah dalam sejarah, maka Australia akan gagal melakukan investasi yang tepat untuk kesejahteraan dan keamanan di masa depan. Annabel Dalhanty, dosen studi pembangunan dan kebijakan sosial di Australian National University, menjelaskan dampak dari pengeluaran dana untuk bantuan secara efektif.
What that means is that what you spend in aid, if it's effectively done, will hopefully have a ripple-on effect, generational effect. So first of all, we have to differentiate between aid that's just used, you know, poor aid projects that are poorly designed, and there are, you know, there are many of those. But then there are also aid projects which are helpful and which are actually locally led in local partnerships with others. And when aid projects are properly designed, they can actually develop quite strong relations between Australia and those other countries. They can also help to boost a sense of well-being and prospects and skills in local economies.
Dalam kasus yang memperkuat kebutuhan akan investasi Australia yang lebih kuat, Dewan Pembangunan Internasional Australia menyatakan bahwa 10 dari 15 pasar ekspor utama Australia pernah menjadi penerima bantuan luar negeri Australia. Sebagian besar investasi bantuan Australia diarahkan ke wilayah negara-negara tetangga di Kepulauan Pasifik serta Asia Timur dan Tenggara, dengan Papua Nugini menerima porsi terbesar. Namun Dalhanti mengatakan Tiongkok memberikan lebih banyak bantuan ke Pasifik dibandingkan Australia.
Australia has tended to put its own interests first, particularly if it doesn't see a sort of geopolitical need to ramp up aid in the region. With concerns now that there's been more Chinese investment in of aid in the Pacific, that this has sort of come as a something of an interest to many Australians. And they see, okay, well, there is need to put aid into the Pacific. But more importantly than trying to use aid as some kind of geopolitical weapon, there is a real need to look at the urgent humanitarian needs of aid globally.
Belanja bantuan Australia sebesar 0,19% dari GNI masih jauh di bawah target PBB yang sebesar 0,7% untuk negara-negara OECD. Menurut The Commitment of Development Index 2023 yang mengurutkan 40 negara paling kuat di dunia, Australia berada di peringkat ke-17, 13 peringkat lebih rendah dibandingkan pada indeks tahun 2021. Laporan indeks mengatakan penurunan ini sebagian besar disebabkan oleh memburuknya bidang migrasi dan teknologi. Dalhanti mengatakan, meskipun berada di peringkat kedua dalam perdagangan, Australia tetap berada di peringkat 10 terbawah dalam hal pendanaan lingkungan dan pembangunan.
There's been a lot of focus on the volume of aid, which is important, and obviously the fact that it's only going to stabilize now rather than increase is significant. But I think it's also important to look at the types of aid spending and also to look at the effectiveness of aid spending. And when the new international development policy was released, I think it was a real shame that they didn't include the re-establishment of the Office of Development Effectiveness, which was abolished, and the Independent Evaluation Committee, because it's really important to have that oversight of the aid program and to be able to look at it and to look at what's working, what's not working in an independent manner.
Sementara itu, sudah hampir satu tahun sejak konflik di Sudan pecah. Wakil Komisaris Tinggi PBB untuk pengungsi Kelly Clements mengatakan upaya bantuan untuk mendukung Sudan harus dilanjutkan.
We, UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, and partners are working around the clock to try to provide assistance to those new arrivals, those returnees, those refugees, trying to ensure that the host community here can support the many pressures that are upon them. But this is an aid effort that needs to continue, and we need to be looking at this effort as not just one of emergency response, but thinking about solutions already. Where can people go where they can start rebuilding their lives?
Demikianlah laporan yang disusun oleh Sydney Lang dan Esam Algolib untuk SBS News dan dibawakan oleh Dilail Abimanyu untuk SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.